This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And do you know what car suits, or what tyres suit your car best? Do you know which ones you should be getting for hitting the road on a long trip or just driving from place to place? I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Very good, thanks, mate.
So we're talking about tyres. How different do they range?
Look, the reality is that tyres are always a bit of a grudge buy. Nobody gets up in the morning and goes, you know, yay, I've got to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on those black round things on the corners of the car. But they do range in quality and price. So everybody wants a tyre that has lots of grip, but lasts a long time and is quiet. And that tyre doesn't exist. So every one of them's a compromise. So if you want good grip, that often means they have to be softer, and that comes at the expense of wear. If you want them to be last longer, they'll often be harder rubber, and then they will come at the expense of noise. And if you want them to be quiet, you compromise both of those others. So it's a balancing act. And when they design a car, the first piece of the suspension they design is the tyre. So the tyre is the thing that takes the initial shock when you hit something, then the springs and everything. So the tyres are matched to the car to get the maximum or the ideal suspension and compliance thing. So the rule for replacing your tyres is best normally to replace like for like. So if it's a certain brand of tyre, a certain model of tyre and same size, then that's the one you go to and you know it's still going to be matched. You can find other tyres that are similar. And these are at the edges too, so it's not, if you put it on, you're going to dramatically notice a difference. It's just a matter of saying that in a perfect world, you just keep the way it the manufacturer designed it, so that you minimise the risk of the car feeling or acting or sounding different when you bought it.
Right. So if you've bought a car that it starts off with soft tyres, it's probably best practice just to keep those soft tyres throughout its lifetime.
Yeah, so normally you'll find that the softer tyres are often on sports cars or the high-performance cars, where they want the softer tyres to get some what they call mechanical grip, that, you know, they're soft enough to actually dig into the grooves in the road. And they also, in four-wheel drives, they can be very noisy just because of the shape of the tread on them, which is the main cause of the noise. People often wonder how come tyres are noisy. Well, effectively, what happens is the tyres have grooves in them, and the grooves are there for rain. If we didn't have a situation where it rained in Australia, you could go around with bald tyres because you'd have a whole lot more rubber grip with the road. But the reality is we get rain, so those grooves need to be there to let the rain go through the tyre so it doesn't, what they call, aquaplane, and lift up and create a problem. So That little groove, as you go along, it's continually, as it compresses, it's squeezing air out of it, and you get that sort of noise, tyre noise that comes out. And for some four-wheel drives, it can be quite distracting.
Right. Okay. And so, when we are buying tyres, should we replace all four at once, or do they wear and tear at different times?
If during its life you just rotate them so it evens up the wear, do them at four at a time. If you only replace them when they need replacing, so for some reason you do only have two that need to be replaced, well, they go on the front and the others go on the rear, because the front does most of the work. It does the steering, the braking, and in the cases of front-wheel drive vehicles, it actually does the drive as well. So they'll wear out much more quickly than the rears often.
And how much do tyres normally go for? You know, you said it's not a fun task to go out and buy a new set or however many you need. How much do tyres actually go for?
Oh, look, it depends on the size. So as a general rule, the smaller the tyre, the smaller the wheel, the smaller the car, the smaller the price. Full drive tyres go up in cost. Some of the full drive, like BMWs and that, are almost high-performance vehicles. So they've got very wide tyres, almost a foot in the old language wide. And if they're run-flat tyres, they're actually designed so that they can be driven on without a safety risk when they're deflated. They can be many hundreds of dollars a corner. So, and the really high performance things you have on Porsches and that, you know, they can be, you know, $600-$800 a corner. So yeah, it's they can vary a lot. My advice is probably stay with a recognised brand. You'll see lots of cheap imported brands, and traditionally they're made to a price and not necessarily to an optimised thing. So stay with the mainstream brands that you know and have been around Australia for quite a while.
No worries. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That's Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA on your Classic It's Breakfast.